I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 169. And with me today, I have Charlie.
Hey, everybody.
And I have Brian.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, and we might have Alex joining us later on today in the episode, but we may not. Who knows? We'll see.
Alex got lost wandering around for Pokemon.
Yeah, he probably did. I'm not gonna front though. I'm kind of doing the same thing too. Not at the, literally at the moment, but you know.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's what I does.
You guys want to literally catch them all.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's fun.
You know what sucks? I think I kind of missed that gap. Like from, I kind of call it like a generational gap. I kind of missed the mark on Pokemon.
Well, because the thing is also, like, you weren't really big into, like, Pokemon as is when it came out.
No, like, again, I kind of, like, missed that whole boat.
Like, I kind of didn't watch the show either when it came out.
Yeah.
I kind of got into it, like, after a few years or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I kind of got into Yu-Gi-Oh! For a while. And it was like an upgraded version of Pokemon. So I kind of got into Yu-Gi-Oh! And then eventually I kind of got into Pokemon, like, just as that was started going off or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never got into any of that.
Yeah, that's fair. Not everybody can. Not everybody's that awesome. It's all good. So what's good, dude? What you guys been up to? Charlie, what you been up to, man?
What have I been up to? I'm getting early onset Alzheimer's here. I feel like I did something this week. I don't remember what.
You did do something this week.
I went to go see the Doctor Who screening on Wednesday.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Were there a lot of people there?
The theater was packed. My theater was packed. It was fun.
That's awesome.
It was good watching other people laugh and getting other people's reactions to it. And I forgot how much I actually missed David Tennant as Doctor Who.
He's my favorite Doctor.
Yeah.
With Matt Smith as like a close second.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy all the Doctors as they are. Like, regardless, like, I really don't have a favorite right now. Like, no, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I kind of do like fucking Peter Capaldi as a Doctor, but I'm also kind of like favoring the new chick as a Doctor now too.
You know, I know Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, but I also do still like Matt Smith and fucking even Christopher Eccleston. I like him.
They're all good.
Yeah.
You know, Christopher Eccleston announced he's coming to New York Comic Con.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, you know, I never finished the new Doctor.
It's really good. You should watch it.
I was really digging it. I think we stopped around her creating a sonic screwdriver out of a spoon.
Dude, that's like the second episode.
That was a funny episode. I'm sorry. That was great.
But like, we got caught up with so many other things in life that like we never.
Yeah.
It happens, man. It's hard to catch up on stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Trust me. I'm still catching up on shit now.
Yeah. I've been watching Boys from Renee's recommendation. I'm on the fifth episode of that now.
You mean The Boys?
The Boys. Sorry. The Boys.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's good, it's hard to know who the hell you want to root for in a show. if anybody you want to root for in a show.
Because they're all despicable characters.
I want to say I saw the trailer when I went to go see Far From Home or Endgame. I don't remember what theater I was in where they showed this trailer, but like, yeah. Like, it might have been Alamo Drafthouse for when I was Endgame, or it was the Regal Theater at Battery Park for Spider-Man. But they showed this trailer for The Boys, and I was, the first thing I said was like, oh, crap. I was like, Carl Urban's in a new show. And then I got to see, like, these characters just being deplorable, and I'm just like, I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah. But, have you read the comic?
No.
Oh, you should. It's actually really good. It's just as good as the TV show.
Wow.
Who's the, is it Indie or is it like,
I think it's Dynamite.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's definitely not, it's not the big two, so.
I actually, I think I told you, I started Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did tell me that.
The very beginning. Okay. The pilot was kind of, but I get it, because the pilot. And I've only watched two episodes so far. And
okay.
The second right. episode was actually a lot better. And I'm like, okay, I could see why the show was, you know, a, kind of like a cult favorite.
Yeah, like, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty interesting, and it does actually, it picks up after a while.
Sure.
Like, I got to, like, the second, like, no, not even, like halfway through the second season. And then I kind of like everything happens, you know, life happens and shit. I kind of stopped watching it because of life, but I kind of want to get back into it. I kind of want to check it out, especially since like there's one more season left for it.
And they just added more episodes apparently.
Oh, okay.
Like Netflix was like, yeah, here's like six more.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I told you, right? I finished Black Lightning Season 2.
Yes, that shit was great.
It was amazing. And then this week I finished Supergirl, finally.
Oh, so good.
Jeez, I'm still behind on that.
I wanted to watch that, and I mean, I was doing the thing we all do. It was like I was going on the Fire Stick and streaming it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But life happens, and I didn't get a chance to watch it until just this week. And like I skipped ahead maybe like four episodes because I knew like that's where I was about.
Right.
And then even like, you know, it might have been like an episode later, I'm like, okay, I did watch this. But then as I got to see these things that the plot was great. Sam Witwer is just an amazing actor.
He is really good in that show.
Yeah, oh my god. And like I have a feeling we'll see him again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And I gotta say though, John Cryer was—he
was really good.
And the way it ended, I'm like, okay, he's not done. I just, you know, like they make you look like it's done,
mm-hmm.
right? They make it look like it's done, but no, we know the CW verse. I feel like they'll find a way back.
Yeah.
Spoiler ahead. Well, then again, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it for Charlie yet.
You can spoil it for me. It's been over, what, a month?
It's been more than a month.
Exactly. It's like I said, over a month. That's over a month. Come on.
Okay,
over
yeah.
Over a month is more than a month.
So, yeah, so it kind of crosses over with, like, the whole Arrow thing or whatever with the crossover this season. With the whole fucking kind of like the Watcher or whatever.
Yeah, what's his name? Legion?
I forget what the fuck his name is, but he basically comes back for Lex Luthor after the last episode, because at the end of the last episode he basically dies, and he comes back for him. He's like, "Yo, you're not done yet." So kind of brings him back, and he's like, "Oh, so I wonder how that's gonna work out now. How what type of shit is gonna go down in the next season?"
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Because of course he's like the main thing in the fucking crisis or whatever.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
And then the last thing I watched was the last two episodes of Flash.
Ooh, that was a good ending too.
That was a great ending. And it's one of those other things where I feel like that's not the last we'll see of, you know, of what's her name?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, she annoyed me at first, but then she grew on me.
Okay.
As for Flash season 6 is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We already have 5 seasons in that show. As for season 6, I do feel like we're going to have the return of Reverse Flash.
How could you not?
I know. Because you know what? And it's Tom Cavanaugh, speaking of amazing actors, he is perfect in that role.
But not only just that, he's all over the fucking spectrum.
I know.
Not only just as fucking, like, Reverse Flash, but he's also really good as Wells.
Right. He was great as Wells, Wells 2. He was great
as all the versions of Wells.
Yeah. He's been a different version of Wells every season, right?
Multiple versions in every season.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there were the holographic projections where he's, like, talking.
Or not only just that, when they had the season where he had, like, 4 of them in a room.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like. Yeah. It's like the Wells Coalition or whatever they called it.
It's like the Wells Illuminati and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I gotta say, Sherlock was actually pretty clever.
Yeah, the latest one?
Yeah. The last one, I forget, what was he, just HG?
No, Sherlock was the latest one.
I'm sorry, I said the last one, not the latest one.
The previous one.
Previous one, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was HG.
Yeah, because it's clever to be HG Wells. Yeah, even that one, like, at first it kind of annoyed me, and then, like, just as he progressed, I'm like, okay, I dig this, you know, I dig this version of him. And then, like, it's so true, though, he reinvents that character every year.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sure he has a lot to do with it, and it's not just the writers.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. But it probably, and then again, it could also be just the writers, because the writers behind the fucking, all those fucking Arrows and the Arrowverse are actually really fucking good at what they do. And they do a really good job in basically, like, putting everything together.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about more of that later on the show. Charlie. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Charlie, what you been up to, man?
Oh,
no, we did that already. We did that already, right?
Well, one more thing.
Okay, yeah, one more thing.
One more thing. I'm actually going to go see Bad Wolves on Sunday.
Nice, you lucky fucker.
Yeah, it's Bad Wolves and Papa Roach. Papa Roach is the headlining. There's another band in between.
Asking Alexandria, yeah.
I still can't get into them, man.
Dude, they're actually pretty good, man.
Yeah. It's hard for me to get into them. I don't know why. I gotta just listen some more.
They're not that bad. They're not as bad as you think they are.
No. I'm sure once I hear them live.
And they're gonna pull a they gotta put on a hell of a show, man. You're really gonna enjoy it.
It's gonna be fun. So that's it for now.
Okay. I guess I'm the only one left, right? Yeah.
I think so. Brian went.
I just been chilling. Yeah.
Yeah, chilling.
I guess one of the things that I can talk about, other than, like, the TV shows and shit, is Slipknot came out with an album today.
Woohoo!
And it is quite amazing.
Oh, dude, I had that album on repeat most of the day.
Yes, as did I.
Yes.
I heard it for at least, you know, I heard it at least 7 times today.
Sounds right.
I've never been a fan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Boo.
Yeah, and this actually is the latest album. It's their 6th album, their 6th studio album. Their latest album since 2014. And it's called We Are Not Your Kind. And they've had, you know, a couple changes in their lineup. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is kind of amazing. It's a great album. Of course, it has a typical Slipknot sound, but they also do venture into, I guess, a little. They add a little different to it.
Yeah.
They spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's like 2 or 3 instrumental tracks in there that are really good too.
Yeah. It's really, really good. It's very interesting. And it's good to see the progression of the band since the beginning.
Yeah.
So
I think this is one of their better albums.
It actually really is. It's actually pretty. It's up there with like. I'm not gonna say their first album. I'm saying it's pretty up there with like Iowa, because yeah. Iowa is one of my favorite albums from them.
I'd say it's right up there. I agree.
Yeah. So yeah. So and you know, we may hear something at the end of the episode. So.
May?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, well, duh, that's what I do, fucker. So, being that, you know, this is the show about the musics and the shows and everything that we do here, let's get into some geek shit from this week. Yeah, so this week we finally got a trailer for the much-anticipated Adam's Family movie, and this is actually pretty fucking cool. The I guess the original story is basically the story behind this movie was that it was originally supposed to be done by Universal and Illumination back in 2010, and they were doing a stop motion and a stop motion version with Tim Burton doing it. But then MGM in 2013 was like, nah, fuck you guys, we're gonna do our own thing.
It's all right.
And they're gonna do their own different type of animation.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty interesting because it goes really, they take it back to, you know, the classic Charles Adams comic strip.
Nice.
And what they're doing in this one is basically like a lot of these you know previous movies or whatever. What they do is that they actually they're reinventing them in a slight way. So what's happening in this movie is basically that the Addams Family are trying to fit in with society a little bit better. So what they're gonna do, they wind up moving to Jersey.
Already a mistake.
Yeah, and the trailer looks pretty cool.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. I really enjoyed the trailer, and what can I say other than the fact that the cast is absolutely insane? Starring as Gomez, we have Oscar Isaac.
Okay.
Morticia is played by Charlize Theron.
Okay.
Wednesday is Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh wow.
Pugsley is Finn Wolfhard.
Oh wow!
Uncle Fester's Nick Kroll. All
right,
it's a good cast. It really is.
Cousin It is Snoop.
Oh no!
Really?
Yeah.
That I did not know.
Grandmama, or whatever, is played by Bette Midler.
Wow.
Morticia's dad is actually Martin Short. And Morticia's mom is Catherine O'Hara.
Oh wow!
Wow,
you got a little bit of Second City in there.
It's a huge comedic cast, which is going to be great.
That means it's going to be funny.
Yeah, that means it's actually going to be really good. It's going to be really interesting.
The fact that her parents are two of like the originators of Second City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Martin Short and Catherine O'Hara go back to like I remember watching reruns of SCTV when I first got cable.
Mm-hmm,
oh
mm-hmm.
My god, I remember SCTV.
That's a long fucking time ago. SCTV, like we
that's
don't.
Like, moons ago,
and Catherine O'Hara, you know, she's one that never stops being funny. Like I don't know if you watch Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I've yeah. Yeah.
Like she
love that show.
She's really good. She plays like a real asshole-ish person for really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does a really, really good job as whatever the fuck she does all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, this movie doesn't come out till like around the Christmas, not the Christmas, around Halloween time.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I kind of want to see this. Next thing that came out this week, we have the first teaser trailer for Titans season 2. Yay! So more about comic book stuff. So in season two, of course, we know what happened at the end of season one. And we've heard a bunch of shit that's going on for season two. And in this teaser, we got to finally get to see Ian Glenn as Bruce Wayne, which is fucking dope. We get to see more of Donna Troy in her Donna Troy outfit, which is fucking cool. We also see Impulse in this season. We see more of Dove and Hawk. We see Aqualad. We see Crypto and Superboy. We see both of them in the trailer. And then we also get to see, I guess, a more detailed look at Deathstroke, which is going to be fucking dope. I'm fucking excited for this season of Titans. You guys haven't watched it at all, have you?
I haven't seen the first season yet.
Yes, you guys have to watch
this. I'm behind. I'm watching too many things.
I know.
Still watching Doom Patrol.
I know. I still have to finish that too. But I'm like almost done with it.
I mean, not because I didn't want to try, but like, I just never got around to watching Doom Patrol.
Yeah, that's fine. You still have a bunch of other shit to watch too, so.
Yeah. I'm so many seasons behind on like Blacklist. And like
Blacklist can wait. Ray Donovan kind of sucked after like the third season. So yeah.
Yeah, no, like I said, like I was telling you before, I'm behind on the CW shows. I'm still haven't seen Titans.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Young Justice. When,
yeah, see, that's another show that I actually need to watch is the newer seasons of Young Justice.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I gotta watch that too.
I was gonna watch it, but I'm like, you know what? It got canceled. And I'm like, supposedly.
See, I'm kind of withdrawing. There's no point in watching it if it's canceled, right?
See, but the thing is, even though it is canceled, it's actually really interesting. Even after you just watched the first episode, it wasn't canceled because it was a shitty show. It was canceled because of the budgeting things. So, like. That shit is something that you need to actually pay attention to. Like, it's actually a worthwhile watch show.
Alright, I'll watch it.
Yes, so you guys check that shit out. Another thing that came out this week is we got some news basically saying that Andy Serkis is going to be directing Venom 2. Which is interesting.
Has he directed before?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him directing anything. I could be wrong. I could be IMDBing this right now, because I don't know.
Did you see Venom 1?
Yes, I did see Venom 1.
What was your take on it?
It was okay.
A lot of people I've talked to deadpanned it.
I didn't see it in theaters. I watched it at home. And I was unsure at first how I was going to feel about it, because it not being part of Spider-Verse at all, but midway through the movie, I was actually really liking it.
Okay.
It was campy as hell. Like, it was super camp.
Yeah, it was super campy. Okay, well, he did direct something. He directed Mowgli, The Legend of the Jungle. That was the straight to Netflix Jungle Book sequel.
Oh, okay.
And that was actually pretty good. I kind of enjoyed that too. And that basically had a lot of the same cast from the original, like Jungle Book or whatever, because it was live action as well. So yeah, it was actually pretty interesting. So it's worth the watch if you guys actually do want to watch that one. So it kind of shows that he has you know some type of like, you know, directorial chops in a way, especially dealing with CGI and shit, and dealing with all the shit that he's done before, like all the Lord of the Rings shit and fucking everything else he's done before.
He's like a pro at motion.
Right, so like, why wouldn't he do a bad job with something as far as like, you know, Venom and the Venom character, or even like this, just like Spider, like not just Spider Man, I guess comic book shit in general.
It'd be interesting to see like if he does any mocap work in the movie aside from directing it.
I would not be surprised. But then again, you know, being a director, it's gonna be tough to fucking just, you know, do that shit for fucking, for, you know, for just that.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might actually, like, if they do something, they could go along with the whole fucking, like, Carnage route or whatever.
Ah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, and he could fucking be, like, Carnage, if anything. Yeah. So that is gonna be fucking cool. They don't say when it's happening, but they do. They did announce that Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams are both returning. Not so, good. Yeah.
I feel like Tom Hardy had a lot of fun doing this movie.
It's a fun movie. It's not. I'm not gonna say it's like a horrible movie, but it's fun. It's not bad. Right. It's not great. It's decent.
It's not Spider-Man Far From Home great.
Right, and it's definitely not like Spider-Man 3 bad.
Right. It's more like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it was campy and not terrible, worth watching, but I wouldn't pay money for it.
Right, exactly. Like, I'd wait for it to come out on, like, HBO or something.
Yeah. Because, like, I dug the Amazing Spider-Man 2 for the most part.
Yeah. I like the I kind of like the Garfield Spider-Man, and I'm not gonna lie about those. I did enjoy them.
I did enjoy him as Spider-Man, but I feel like he should have been adult Peter Parker. Like, hey, I own a lab.
Right. Yeah, because that's kind of something that we kind of spoke about before. Is that like right. He looked more like an adult version of fucking Peter Parker than anything. Instead of playing like, oh yeah, I'm a teenager riding a skateboard in high school, that I look completely like I shouldn't be in high school right now.
And let us, you know, of course, talk about once again that wonderful New York City subway train car laboratory thing.
Yeah, yeah, like what the fuck, really? Yeah,
I know. It's like nobody knew what that was. They thought it was just an abandoned train car. Oh, it's a laboratory.
Ooh, where'd that come from? It's a twist.
Did you really just do the M. Night from fucking adult Robot Chicken?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah, and then
I haven't watched Robot Chicken in like 10 years.
I haven't watched it in like 5 or 6. I'm kind of behind. So I gotta catch up on that shit.
It's still apparently ongoing, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's like really no real way of stopping it, because a lot of it just goes by fucking like just regular pop culture shit. So, like, there's tons of material, unless fucking after a while Seth Green is like, fuck this, I'm done with this.
One of my favorite skits of that show ever was the kids, they break into the junkyard. Junkyard dog, they go, roar, roar, roar. Like, junkyard dog, you died in 1998, dumbass.
I thought he died earlier than that.
Now, one of my favorites was the fucking, the humping robot. Back in the first season.
I think it's ages, so yeah. Was that the same season with the Snuggly Bear from, like, the detergent?
Uh-huh.
Is basically a Me Too movement.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
And then I want to say it was like season 3 was Ted Turner, Captain Blatter.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, fuck yeah.
God, now I want to like just like after I'm done with the show, I think I'm just like go on and just try to.
Right? Fuck yeah, robots. Exactly. I kind of want to do the same thing too.
I think I'm gonna do like I was saying to you before. It's like I was watching Dark Knight on Netflix, but like I got halfway through the movie and I paused it because we were gonna record, and like I'm like, you know what? It's like I don't need to watch the rest of that movie. I know it.
Yeah, basically.
I really think I'm gonna go online and find old episodes.
I'm pretty sure they have it on the Fire Stick.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah. Another thing that came out this week, we got some interesting news, basically coming from Amazon, and they announced that they are working on a TV series version of the 1997 horror cult classic, because it wasn't really a classic, Event Horizon, which is actually really interesting because I kind of enjoyed Event Horizon. And
that was Sam Neill too, right?
Yes, Sam Neill, Lawrence Fishburne.
I think I saw that in theaters actually. If it was 97, I think I saw it when I was actually working for the theater.
You probably did, because I was still in high school at that point.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, summer of 97, I saw every movie that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So for those that don't know, this the synopsis of this movie was that in the future, I guess, in the year 2047, years earlier, there was a pioneer ship called the Event Horizon that basically vanished without a trace. And now they receive a signal, and they're like, oh shit, we have to find this fucking ship. And they find this they get like the signal from the ship, and then they make their way there to go see it, and it's basically led by fucking Sam Neill and fucking Lawrence Fishburne. And when they get there, they're basically gonna, you know, bring it back. Turns out that this, you know, super fancy ship is actually some like interstellar bullshit, and it's crazy insane, and it's kind of awesome. So yeah, Amazon's gonna do a whole series on this fucking movie, and I'm very excited for that, actually.
That's pretty cool. I gotta go back and rewatch that, because I don't think I've seen it in the last like 20 years.
Yeah, it's something that's it is worth watching. It's fun. It's a fun movie. Of course, it's campy as fuck. Of course, because it was, you know, 97.
Right, in 1997, the two campiest movies in theaters were that and Starship Troopers.
Right, exactly. And Starship Troopers is one of those movies that's still coming out now. Like, they came out with, like, an animated sequel to it, or whatever.
Really?
Apparently. Last year, yeah.
Apparently, one of the toy lines I follow is working on building the aliens from that movie.
Yeah, and it had the original dude, fucking, what's his face?
Casper Van Dien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't disappeared. He's still there. He's still in the fucking movie. You would think somebody named Casper would disappear, but no.
Man, I remember that first movie.
Yeah, no, I remember Casper too.
Well, not Casper, the original Starship Trooper
movie. Oh, okay. Oh, that shit, yeah.
When Denise Richards was actually hot.
Right, yes. Exactly.
Denise Richards, Dina Meyer, Casper Van Dien, and Neil Patrick Harris.
That's right, Neil Patrick Harris was in that movie.
Was Barney in that movie?
What's who?
Barney.
Yeah, he was.
Barney Stinson was in that movie.
Yeah, he did not know Ted at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I guess he needed something to do after Doogie.
Basically.
Probably.
Because I think that probably was the first thing he did after Doogie.
Probably. That was the early 90s, right?
Yeah, we just said 97. Doogie was like...
Oh, mid-90s, sorry.
Because he was probably doing theater after that.
Probably.
Because he's a theatrical movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did... yeah, because didn't he do... He did Hedwig, like, in the early 2000s?
Yeah. And then Kinky Boots not that long ago.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, okay. Segue of Neil Patrick Harris... I was on Twitter before, and apparently the two gentlemen who played Harold and Kumar have an idea for part 4.
Nice. That'd be awesome.
Interesting. That'd be cool.
That would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing another Harold and Kumar movie.
But that's a movie that can't get stale.
It can. Like, yeah. Because that Christmas one wasn't that great. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that great. That's kind of...
The best one about the best part of that Christmas movie was Neil Patrick Harris as himself. His real-life husband was in it, and then it was that whole, like, scene where they go into his dressing room, and he pays him off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah.
And then that moment with the Rockette.
Nice. Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
I do really like the first two.
I do. Like, Guantanamo Bay and fucking Go to White House were pretty fucking good. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't mind another one, but it'd just be interesting to see, like, how they would do it after so long.
Yeah. With Guantanamo Bay, that's actually the first thing I've ever saw Rob Corddry in.
Really?
Yeah. And just him being that really, like, racist agent. Like the grape soda incident.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That was,
I remember.
You remember?
I remember. Yeah, so, I guess not the last one, because I actually have one more that just popped into my brains after I do this one. But, of course, we got some more news about Infinity, not Infinity Gauntlet, but fucking, the Crisis on Infinite Earths. We finally got, I guess, a breakdown as to when this huge 5-episode crossover will be coming out. And the news is that it's going to start December 8th, starting with Supergirl. Then followed by Batwoman on December 9th, The Flash on December 10th, and then there's going to be a break, like usual. The Christmas break, and then they don't come back until January 14th, where they will release 2 episodes, which would be Arrow and Legends, on the same day.
Interesting.
Concluding the entire crossover. That's
going to
be.
Is that going to include Arrow?
That's what I did. Yeah. I said Arrow and Legends.
Right, but
on the same day.
Was not include. I said. Arrow, is that going to conclude it because it's only an 8-episode arc?
Possibly. That might actually, yeah, that might actually be the end of it.
Actually, that kind of sounds right.
And did you hear that Arrow is basically going to be like the best of?
What do you mean?
So there were 7 full seasons, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to conclude with season 8. So, John Barrowman and the dude who played Tommy are confirmed to be on an episode of Arrow.
Okay.
So we're going to get both Merlins. I'm sure we'll get back the... We're going to get back Moira. Not sure about Colin Salmon, if he's going to come back. But basically what they're doing is a best of. So... the first episode is going to be like one of his like first missions that was in his book, but we never got to see.
Okay.
Season 2 will be sort of the same thing. 3, 4, 5. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a best of.
Okay, so like him going back basically to every single season and revisiting everything.
Right.
Kind of like This Is Your Life.
Right, but it's going to be more like. We're going to see a side story of that season that was only maybe spoken about.
Okay.
So, I think that's actually a pretty unique idea.
It is. Especially being that, you know, we didn't know where it was going to go after the end of the previous season.
Right.
Because it gets taken away by what's-his-face name. And we're like, okay, so how is this going to work out for the next season, being that he's not going to be around?
Emily Bett Rickards, it's like she's done.
Yeah, that was the end of her run. She was like, oh yeah, I'm pretty much done after this.
Yeah, I think she's on board right now too. Actually, I'm pretty sure she's on board right now.
Yeah. So on top of us getting the dates of what's gonna happen, we also got some extra casting news for this huge crossover event. Some that we've mentioned before, but I figured I'd just lay it all out there for the moment. For those that don't know, We have Brendan Routh coming back as Superman, which is going to be pretty awesome. And he's going to be Kingdom Come's version of Superman, which is kind of fucking cool. The Superman that we have on the show, Tyler Hoechlin? Whatever. Burt Ward as Robin. He's going to be coming back, which is going to be fucking interesting. Awesome. He's going to be on the Batwoman episode, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have Black Lightning actually making his, I guess, Arrowverse debut.
Because
they didn't want it to be part of the Arrowverse. That was like its own.
It was supposed to be a standalone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because they did mention that there's other heroes.
Yes, but they didn't say, okay, we're on the same Earth. They didn't know that there was going to be a multiverse or anything, as far as like, you know, Black Lightning.
Okay.
Because secondly, Black Lightning is kind of sorta in the real world.
Yeah.
Kind of like Supergirl is kind of sort of in the real world, but she's still like her own entity.
Okay.
But the one thing, the one big thing that we got this week, and kind of two faulty ones, the biggest thing that we got this week is we got to hear that they're actually going to be bringing Kevin Conroy from Batman the Animated Series as Batman.
This is going to be so much fun.
In this fucking thing. And it's going to be fucking dope. It's going to be really fucking cool.
That's such an amazing casting. It's like, because we all love him as Batman.
Yeah. Many people, including myself, say that he is the true voice of Batman. So, well, yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from even to now, the last thing he did was, Arkham Knight.
Right. Even though he doesn't do a lot of the animated ones anymore, but like they got somebody else to do it and shit now. But right.
But when he does make that appearance, everybody's like giddy.
Yeah, exactly. Because he exactly
grew up to him.
Because the show had like six seasons of it or whatever.
At least, and then it did that other take of it too, right?
The Batman and Robin. Yeah, no. I'm talking about all that in encompassing the entire thing.
Okay. Yeah, he's basically been the voice of Batman since 1992.
Yeah, basically.
Alright.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see Kevin Conroy as Batman, because he's going to be basically playing an older version of Batman, which makes sense, being that now they have a whole new Batwoman, and since they are bringing back Robin as Burt Ward, so he's going to be an old Robin also, so... What other way to make it make sense is that, you know, we have old Batman too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be fucking cool. Two things that they did mention, two versions that they did mention, that kind of made it kind of sad. We were excited to see, like, okay, maybe this will happen, and the maybe was that Michael Rosenblum, who was Lex Luthor in Smallville, was supposed to be coming for the crossover. It turns out that was bullshit, because he was like, what the fuck, I didn't hear this shit before. And then Tom Welling was like, oh yeah, I don't know about this shit, I was never heard about this, which is kind of sad. And then also, not only just that, but we also got like Linda Carter was like, I did some shit on Supergirl before. I played the president, but like I never got any word of me actually being Wonder Woman again.
That would have been cool too.
Yebut again, like I mentioned on the pre-show, we never know. You never know what happens.
This is true.
Because they could all just be like pulling our legs and be like, fuck you guys, we're still going to do it anyway. So, yeah.
Like, fans want Mark Hamill to play Joker?
Yes. Which, and Mark Hamill's like, I don't know.
But Mark Hamill also likes to mess with people.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what he does.
I mean, and you figure him and Kevin Conroy are probably like best friends.
Exactly.
Because, you know, where Kevin Conroy shows up as Batman, you know damn well Mark Hamill shows up as Joker.
Yep.
And I also feel like he really enjoys that persona.
Yeah, because he that's like the one thing that kind of made him extra popular other than being Luke Skywalker.
Right, that un-Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's like the complete opposite of Luke Skywalker.
Yes. He's not cast type as Luke Skywalker anymore. He's just, oh yeah, it's Joker.
Yeah, like he also just recently played fucking Chucky. So like... Mm-hmm. Like, that's a hell of a difference.
I didn't see the reboot.
I haven't watched it either.
I kind of want to.
I kind of do too, but I kind of don't at the same time.
Yeah.
If it ever comes on Netflix, I'll watch it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Exactly.
There's a clear Firestick copy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure there is a good one out
there.
Yeah,
there is a Firestick copy. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I didn't even want to go that way. It's like so much work.
Nah, it's not actually. So I guess the final piece that I want to talk about that just popped into my head was that Disney streaming service. Of course, Disney Plus is coming out soon or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they announced that they're going to be including in a separate package. They're going to have ESPN Plus as well as Hulu Plus.
It's not Hulu Plus. It's just
going to be regular. Well, yeah, regular Hulu, of course. So you're going to get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for the pretty awesome price of like $13.
This is going to be cool.
That's fucking amazing, dudes.
This is the Disney show that's going to have all the Marvel stuff on it.
So it's going to have all the Marvel stuff, all the new Disney stuff, all the previous Disney stuff.
$13 a month. That's pretty damn good.
Along with, like, sort of live sports.
Yeah.
Basically a lot of shit that you find on regular TV. All for, like, $13, which is going to be about the same price as what you get for Netflix. Give or take, because I think Netflix went up a little bit or something like that.
They keep going up.
Yeah, so $13 is not a bad fucking price for this shit.
I agree.
So I think a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, kind of fuck Netflix. We're going to do everything on Hulu now.
I think Disney. Once they announced this, that was that RIP Netflix was trending.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that was kind of
like hilarious. Even though Netflix is putting out a lot of shit, but like the fact that this is pretty much like holy shit, it basically entitles pretty much everything. Especially one thing that's been missing out was like live sports or whatever.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to see live sports and they haven't been able to, being that a lot of people are, you know, cord cutters or whatever. So being able to see ESPN and fucking all the shows that could be on ESPN, like fucking like SportsCenter and, you know, all that other shit, like, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be interesting. Yeah. So I'm excited for it. Yeah.
But I'm just happy it's not expensive.
Exactly. The fact that it's a reasonable price is what's, like, insane to me right now.
But how's it gonna work? Let's say if somebody already has Hulu and they get this, are they gonna have like just paying for like two services then instead of the Hulu, or is Hulu's gonna be connecting to it?
I think Hulu's gonna be connected. I think they I think what kind of what they did a few months ago with Spotify. Yeah. People that had Spotify or whatever, or that had, you know, Hulu, and then they wanted to bring in the Spotify, because they the Spotify was like, oh yeah, you get Hulu for free. You would have to cancel your Hulu or whatever, and then reconnect your Hulu through Spotify, and you got it for free on Spotify.
Yes.
So it might be the same deal, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know,
yeah.
It's just for the sports alone, and with the new Marvel stuff and the Disney stuff, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fucking cool. It's going to be really cool, actually. So I'm excited to check that out. I'm excited to see where that goes. Yeah, so is there anything else you guys want to add before we end the show?
I'm trying to think.
No, I can't say that.
All right. So yeah, make sure you guys go to InterestingGeeks.com when we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the InterestingGeeks Turntable. We also have the InterestingGeeks First Watch, as well as the new and improved version of Brian's show, which is
Bri2J Presents.
Yes, Bri2J Presents.
I
It's a new rebranding of the show.
Yeah. I put up a video about a week ago saying why. Basically, the whole thing is I added a plus to the channel, and I never did anything that was plus related. It was just still toys, and I thought on it, and I needed a change, and I want to do more. So if you guys have any suggestions, whether it be you guys or the people listening. But yeah, the channel will be up and running again next week. I got a lot of stuff.
In the next couple weeks. How about we say that?
We'll say that.
That's awesome, yes. So we have, of course, we have Bri2J Presents now on the site. Also on the site we have Manga Times Anime World, Comics Con Sabor, as well as the Good Games podcast. And we also have the Inner City Games webcomic and a bunch of random shits from time to time. So make sure you go check out innercitygeeks.com. And while you are there, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and you will find two links to places that you guys can check out. First link is a link to Amazon.com where you can buy some random shit on Amazon and, you know, you can enjoy whatever the fuck you want. Just click on that link and it will take you there first. And then you can continue shopping. Or what you could do, you click on that link, you could also get an entire month off of Amazon Prime, where you can watch The Boys. Or you can watch all the other awesome shows that are on Amazon. So make sure you check that out, as well as getting, you know, like, free shipping and shit. Fuck yeah. So make sure you check that out. Also on InnerCities.com, we have a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company. Soulsick Clothing Company is a cool damn company that sells geek-related shirts and hats and hoodies and sweaters and all the types of cool apparel that, you know, us geeks would wear. Because they make their own designs. They make different designs. They actually, like, I still love the fucking Bart Simpson shirt that I have. It's a zombie Bart Simpson.
I've seen that one on.
Yeah, it's fucking dope, dude. And you don't really see it anywhere. And it's fucking cool. So make sure you check out Soulsick Clothing Company. And while you're at checkout, type in code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off. InnerCityGeeks, all one word, for 15% off of your purchase. Ways to listen to the show. You can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Yes, make sure you check us out on there. Just type in Inner City Geeks, all one word. Always check all one word. Yeah, not separate words, because you won't find us at all. Then we got the social medias. Where can we find the social medias? You can find Inner City Geeks on the Facey Space at, you know, faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Twitters at Inner City Geeks. On Instagram at Inner City Geeks. All one word, of course, again. And where can we find you guys?
You can find me holding my cat, sitting on my couch, talking to you. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, both Bri_CJ.
Yay.
And you can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106. And before you say goodbye, I just wanted to say thanks for letting me be on these last couple of weeks. I'm not going to be on for a bit.
Hell yeah.
I know you guys are going to carry the torch as you always have and keep going. And, you know, I'll be back on soon.
Of course. But not only just that, but, like, you will still be on
Turntable.
Yeah,
yes.
You're still going to be on
the big show.
Yes, we have plenty of banked episodes of Turntable that will be.
So you get to hear my annoying voice.
Yeah, we have at least another, like, 9 episodes of Turntable left to go. So, yeah. Only 9 more episodes. That'll be coming out, like, every 2 weeks after this. So, yes, make sure you check those out. And thank you, Charlie, for coming back on. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Mr. Drackle, MisterJackal. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Charlie and Brian, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
And yes. For Alex, goodbye.
Yeah. Also, like I say, I always end the show with some music. So, this week, like I mentioned earlier, I am going to play a song by Slipknot off of their new album. It's not going to be the two singles that they have out. Or, no, actually, the three singles that they have out. It's not going to be that. It's another song. It's kind of a deeper cut, I guess, on the album. And it's actually really fucking good. It's a song called Orphan off of their latest album called We Are Not Your Kind. Yes. So, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Double nine.